When Jesse arrived at District Attorney Aaron Silver's office, he was greeted by the assistant DA, Marty Reagan.
"It's amazing how I can predict when you're going to show up here," Reagan said.
"How's that?" Jesse said.
"Because it's always when Aaron starts snorting smoke and breathing fire."
"Gee, I hope he doesn't burn himself." "You better hope he doesn't burn you." It was then that the district attorney opened the door to his office and stepped outside, his eyes meeting Jesse's.
"You're right," Jesse said to Reagan. "He does look like he's breathing fire."
"Can of comedy, will you please, Jesse?" Silver said. When they were all seated around Silver's desk, the DA said,
"I've had a call from the head of Amherst Properties, Philip Connell. He wants your ass."
"I wonder what he wants it for," Jesse said.
"Enough with the wisecracks," Silver said. "He's blaming you for this whole inspection crisis."
"What inspection crisis?" Silver glanced at Marty Reagan.
"I told you," Silver said to Reagan.
Reagan didn't say anything.
"How is it that three separate municipal entities managed to inspect Golden Horizons all within the same week?" Silver said.
"You'll have to ask them."
"Everyone knows you're behind this, Jesse," Silver said.
"Look, Aaron," Jesse said, "these Golden Horizons bozos have engaged in a whole bunch of questionable activities, enough to call attention to themselves."
"They were already investigated in Delaware, and it was a no-go," Silver said.
"I know that," Jesse said, "but that doesn't deny the facts of what they did."
"My guess is that the allegations here were reason enough to alert the various municipal department heads to the possibility that the irregularities there were more widespread."
"Bullshit," Silver said. "Without your prodding, those guys would never have thought of inspecting the place."
"Says you."
"Yes, says me. Your fingerprints are all over this, Jesse."
"Pure speculation on your part, Aaron. And even if they were, which they're not, just look at the list of violations. They're enough to sink a battleship."
Silver didn't say anything.
"Fire hazards, construction instabilities, rat turds in the food supply, and those are just for openers."
Silver remained silent.
"Regulations require that reinspections take place 1 week following the discovery of any violations. I'm presuming that those inspections will occur," Jesse said.
"And if the violations remain uncorrected," Silver said,
"we'll shut them down."
"And you'll be expecting me to authorize the shutdown?"
"If it comes to that, yes."
"And if we do shut them down, then what?" Silver said.
"The residents will have to find other places to live."
"What exactly is it that you foresee for Golden Horizons?"
"Sayonara," Jesse said.
"And if they challenge us in the courts?"
"The findings will speak for themselves. They alone will dictate whether or not the facility has to be closed. The rules are clear."
"If the violations remain uncorrected, then Mr. Connell and his associates will have succeeded in putting themselves out of business. No court is going to argue with that."
The district attorney sighed deeply.
"What do you think, Marty?"
"Jesse's got a point, Aaron. Although we know that for him this is personal, the fact that the overall condition of the buildings is so poor does place responsibility for any projected closure directly onto the facility itself."
No one said anything further for a while. Finally, the district attorney spoke.
"I hate to admit it, Jesse, but this action of yours may have its merits."
"Let's not count our chickens just yet, Aaron," Jesse said. "These are bad people, and you can never predict how bad people will behave."
"Point made," Silver said.
"Can I go now?"
"I suppose."
Jesse stood.
"That went well," he said to Marty Reagan.
"On your way out," Silver said, "try not to let the door hit you in the ass."